thank you very much. That's our part over.
Oh, we've nothing out there, we don't. Only thing we find out is bino weir. And that's why we don't have time out now for long.
And once you put the name of the blood back in though, right?
Right.
Everything will be fucked
up. They will start finding the poor people jobs, and we won't have to pay through the nose for the water, the electricity and everything else that we got to pay for.
Well,
including gas.
Another 2 years, probably.
Another 2 years, right? Well, they had a good run, didn't they, Conservatives?
They've had a good run. They've sold off every asset the country had. It's called asset stripping. They've sold everything off. They wouldn't allow workers' buyouts only to make a good front on certain occasions, even though they had better offers on the certain places around, especially the Welsh valleys. The Tower Colliery is very hard fought for, and they try to shut them down now with the burning of sledge. I'm not a colliery worker, I've never been underground in my life, but as far as I'm concerned, I've got a load of shit houses who were all out to feather their own nests. And looking into Margaret Thatcher's dealings, especially with her son, and with Barrett's the builders.
Gee, what, and what now, Dick? We put you up now, next Labour candidate. What have we got now? You read in the paper last Sunday. Right then, what are we going to express now, Bat?
No, you carry on talking as you want to talk.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I thought it was something I'd say.
Where
do you come from, anyway?
Neath.
Oh, well, pity you don't look at Bat.
Anyway.
Do you see the draw today?
No.
Jack's?
It's not Pontevedra in Cardiff, is it?
No,
Jack's. No, Jack's in Cardiff.
20 Jack's.
Jack's have got Cardiff. Ponty got saucepans.
You don't know who the saucepans are.
You
no?
Don't.
No, I don't know.
You know the saucepan, don't worry about that.
No, no,
if he didn't, I know he won from Neath, and won one from around there.
No, they usually beat Neath in the cup, that's why now.
Aye.
But
who would you say Jacks?
Swansea? Oh,
so you call them Jacks, do you?
Swansea.
Jacks.
What?
The whites,
I call them. Don't go back. Do you go back to Neath? Have you ever heard anybody called the Jacks? Where they come
the
from? He said, where are you from?
I never heard that.
Swansea, yeah. Jacks. How long have you been living down there?
Back by then.
People. I've
lived
Neath all my life, never heard Jacks.
You have? Well, you've never followed rugby, probably.
Well, I've been
probably never for rugby.
Overseas many years,
that's true.
I never heard that.
Swansea Jacks, man, Christ, do you, when the Jacks and saucepans get together, or
is it because
they?
Of the dog? What do they call
no,
it? Jack,
it's because they call them Jacks because they jack it in. If you were working with them,
yeah,
they'd split on you, so you've got to pack in your job.
That's the name Swansea. I don't know where the origination came from. But anybody comes from Swansea, it's like Aberdare. Do you ever know in Aberdare, they used to call Aberdare Snakes? Have you ever heard of that? Anybody from Aberdare? Aye. I was on the railway working, that's my first job. I was 1959.
Yeah.
And I was working in the railway shed in Ferndale. As a cleaner. Cleaning the engines, or half cleaning them as used to be. You know, it wasn't hard work. And with the redundancies and shutting Aberdare sheds and different sheds, they were transferring men, and they had about 10 men who come from Aberdare, and they were called Aberdare Snakes. And that's, let's take Swansea, Jacks, Aberdare Snakes, what they call Nestle, the saucepans, and they got a name for everybody, and nicknames.
What was the nickname for Nathan?
I can't remember from the rugby league. In the rugby,
they must be normal people.
Time
normal
anyway,
if they are. If they haven't got a nickname, they're normal.
But anyway, well, next time I go back now, and he's having a pint with somebody, he's saying, why is Swansea people called the Jacks? And perhaps if you know somebody, they tell the answer. I don't know it myself. But that's what they call the Swansea Jacks.
Yeah, they are.
And in work, if you're working with people in Swansea, you're working with the Jacks this week. Oh, I don't stand those Jacks, you know, they're like... But there we are, that's...
That's another part of the story, isn't it? Everybody got a...
Just to pass it out and broaden your mind and lighten it a little bit, like. So.
Well, yeah, I'm interested.
Probably you can lighten mine a lot more, but then.
And who do you follow here then?
Well, the rugby. Oh, well, Ponty, we hardly follow.
Me, I follow Welsh Brewers.
You follow Ponty, although you're not follow Treorchy then?
No. Treorchy, will you just come in this, I mean, to the.
Hennigreg, if anything.
Probably for the Heineken League, is probably Ponty. If I don't go down there very often. Quite a few people have go down there. Quite a few of the committee have invites down there. So they get drunk as bandits. And you come to clear and fall asleep. Say, we've been here every day outside. Well, that's true. I don't know if we've met any of them. Have we met any of the committee?
No.
Oh,
the committee here?
Yes.
Yes, Philip. Pullman.
And are they the ones who
were
down for nothing?
Oh, he's not too bad, see, he got the 8th to put it down him, see. Have you met the Turk?
No.
Oh, young.
You got a small belly.
Yeah,
who is he now?
Oh, my God, that small. Oh, you got a small belly. He'd knock about 45 pints down him. Met the chairman, Billy?
Yeah.
He's not. You haven't met the chairman, Billy, have you?
No, I met the secretary.
Well, Bouncer!
Thomas.
Oh, Mr. Thomas, he's slim, he's losing weight, Bounce. Oh, God.
And then Rex 6.
He was down there Saturday. He filled up till Monday like a camel.
He's on a Rex 6, he's just getting over it.
Yeah, yours is Chinese every night. Bouncer, yeah? Mind you, if you ever see him with a tie on, have a photo of me, will you?
He can't find his shirt yet.
Nobody right, Robert, what we got next on the menu anyway?
Well, you're supposed to be talking actually now for a few more minutes.
Oh, well, that's up to you. We don't mind talking.
Do you want to look at any pictures?
I've had a bunch of them. I thought, do you know these? I honestly thought these are the clubs.
Yeah, I did too. Because they got,
when he was talking, I thought, oh, somebody, if you go down in the bar down there, you'll see a couple of photos of the old Cummer Colliery, which used to be on the old Leo site.
Yeah.
Down here, which, one of the fellas living in Triavo there, his boy was doing, like a profile on collieries and different things, so there are a few photos on there, and that's what I thought. Oh, he's come up with a few more now to see if they want any more now to put there, because this is a collery, extra collery building.
Yeah,
so that, you know, that's, I was looking through him, and he was I've also got a book in the house of Rhondda Remembered. And I don't know where they're going then, around the past and present, or whether I give it away to somebody.
Well, considering the statement that's made on this photograph.
What's he made as well?
It renovated and scheduled as an ancient monument. It's unbelievable what they've done to Penrith.
I know, but this must have gone back 100 years ago, probably.
Well, if it's a religious artefact, they've desecrated the bloody area, if anything, by putting a council estate on there with some of the worst families they could find.
Why did they build that up there, then, at the top?
Well, probably, I think, at the time, you know, I was in 1960... I think it was about 1966, they built it. I was working the old Fernvale Brewery then, which you wouldn't know what it was, in Pont y Gwaith. And a couple of boys working with me, especially two of them, they come here now, they're members here, they've moved down here. And I think with the Rhondda Housing Association, there was like limited space to build houses, council houses. And they were at the time, 1986, 1996, I know it's not far, 30 years ago now. But they were the prime, they looked great, they were flats, high rise flats, three, four stories on top of them. I mean, but it was a prestigious sort of place. And everybody wanted to go up there, quite a few people wanted to go up there and applied for them. And in no time, oh God, now when the mist came down, they were down and he'd be up there, he was down, he couldn't go out, and if he went down into Westrad or went down into Stanley Town, the sun was shining. So, you know, they got fed up with it, and I think when they moved out then.
They had an architectural design award for building that site, and all they've done is have problems with the design of it, the same as Colgate's in Merthyr, not Merthyr, they're there. They've knocked Colgate's down now, the concrete place.
Yeah. It was on a similar line to that.
Know about it?
No.
Yeah, well, they had a gold award for building the actual building. Obviously run by Conservatives.
But when people moved out of there then, they couldn't replace them with what I will call genuine people.
Yeah.
People who were paying rent and people who wanted to go there to live. They were forced there for what people who wanted, rehousing single parent families and all that. With the result of it then,
chaos is bred.
There was this, they were stealing, they were just there. To use the place and on paying the rent, which they weren't earning any money, you know, which is, and then all the good people started to go from there, and then they knocked a few of the high-rise things down, and then they revamped it by doing all the outsides of it and new roofs and putting, knocking all the flats all down, just having a accommodation.
George Thomas, who's good my mother.
It's different.
Same school, family drama.
I think it's gone now. It's money which what they do now. They have these new improvement places, and of course people want to get out from Penrith and go somewhere else. They go up in Trialo. They have these what they found it.
Well, the worst place used to be around this area, didn't it, years ago?
I know. But, what's that place they built in Trialo, just by that pub? Rotherham Housing Association.
Yeah.
Brand new houses, beautiful brand new houses. And who did they put in there? People who just wanted to transfer.
Single parents.
Yeah.
Harold Wilson.
So why have you fetched these photos?
Where are the hands out there? That's not Hopkins still?
I got all these from a book, you see, and blown them up with a photocopy, an ordinary photocopy.
Well, the librarian in Porth, he saves old photographs.
Yeah.
And
do you know the library for? It's on the bench.
His name is Graham.
I know where it is. You're on the left as you come through.
Call
it
Graham.
It's just, do you know the low-cost stores next door to it?
Yes, I know where it is.
That's where the library is in Porth.
And he's got a lot of photos.
Well, I don't know.
He loves old photographs and he saves them. I'll be honest with you, because he has them copied and he keeps his own.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not an ignorant man, obviously. He's an intelligent man. He runs a library in Porth. But he lives in Heath Terrace and he runs a library, and he got a few frames on his walls of photographs I don't see.